Suddenly, he felt a bump, as though the miraculous time and space machine had landed. Hugh waited a moment, then opened the door. For a moment, his eyes were blinded by light so intense he could feel it in his bones. When he took his hand down from shielding his eyes, he saw that this special light came from the sun bounding in prism-like reflections off fields and hills of the most crystalline ice and snow. The clear, cool air fairly danced with light, so it entered Hugh's lungs like bubbles and tickled his insides. In spite of himself, a smile came to his face. In front of him, a crowd of people smiled back. And what strange people! Coats of bright, colored felt, hats with flowers and leaves wound round, shining boots, and each one in the colorful group carried something in his hand. An old man stepped forward.
"So you are the miracle of this Christmas day," he said to Hugh. "And you have come just in time to give a gift. How fortunate you are! Join us!"
The crowd opened up and Hugh was helped down and given a place in the procession.
"Gift," said Hugh, but what is it?"
The smiling crowd turned with utmost politeness to Hugh.
I don't have a gift."
At first they looked startled. Then everyone smiled, then everyone chuckled, then everyone laughed, until the laughter and light danced together in the sparkling air.
"We laugh," explained the wise old man, "because you have expressed a very strange idea. Of course you have a gift. Come with us, and you will discover there is always something to give."
"No," said Hugh, who knew he had nothing.
But the trumpets had sounded, the procession started, and Hugh was on his way to the manger of the Christ child. The procession got nearer and closer. Hugh felt a dreadful sinking in his stomach. He could see each person take the gift he was carrying and place it reverently by the manger. Hugh felt again how awful it was that he had nothing.